First of all, let's be clear. Like most of you here, I'm a life member of the National Rifle Association, as has been pointed out. But for me, that's pretty recent. Wayne LaPierre pointed out I should join just a few years ago. You see, when I was a kid in northern Michigan, up in St. Helens, I never heard of the NRA. There were only about 100 people in the whole town, and I suppose about 200 guns, almost all of them used for the kitchen, of course. There was one guy who used to go downstate to shoot in competition, and of course you didn't have to lock your door at night because there was a loaded gun in every bedroom. But the main thing was food. This was during the Depression, remember. There were ducks and rabbits and lots of partridge, but you had to get your deer every year on the license. Sometimes people poached an extra deer for the winter, but my dad didn't think well of that. When I was able to add one more legal deer to our dinner table, I was very proud. My dad taught me to shoot, assume every gun is loaded, never kill anything you're not going to eat, all that good stuff. I remember there was one old man who didn't hunt anymore, but he had a rifle his daddy used at Gettysburg. He let me hold it once. It was neat. Just about everybody in town knew how to shoot. We didn't have any sports in the one-room school I went to, so when I moved to Chicago, the only team I could make was the rifle team. But our deputy sheriff didn't need any training program. He was about the best shot around anyway. To be honest, we didn't need the NRA. Now we do. By God, we do. Now one of our rights, one of our basic rights as American citizens, the right to own firearms, is under savage attack. Now this is not a trivial thing. It matters. It matters a lot. Not just for us. It matters for the millions of Americans who've never owned a firearm, don't want to own one, and never will own one.